A statewide 10-year employment forecast spanning from 2012 to 2022 shows the Seacoast region gaining jobs faster than any other region in New Hampshire. NHPR's Emily Corwin reports.
I'm at Vital Design. If you haven't heard of it, it's a sort of ahead-of-the-curve marketing and design company located in Portsmouth. It's run by a guy named Zach Gregg.
We were at Pease when it first started. We moved to the front of this space up here and then started banging through walls and, you know, added this group of four desks, and then we added this group of six desks, and then this group of four desks, and then as we walk through, you can see there's more.
Gregg says in his first 10 years, he had at most 10 employees.
We're now at 35 people. So from, you know, first 10 years, about 5 to 10 people at any given time to now, we've added about 25 people in the last 3 years.
This morning, construction crews were at work building Vital's new office space. The company's putting $250,000 into a 5,000-square-foot office. That kind of growth? Well, there's more of it in store for the Seacoast. That's according to a report published by New Hampshire's Economic Security Agency earlier this week. In fact, jobs in the Portsmouth-Salem region are predicted to grow almost 15% over the next 10 years. That's faster than anywhere else in the state. New Hampshire economist Dennis DeLay says,
yeah, it's a bit of a surprise in that there's been kind of a change, at least according to the Employment Security Office, where they think the fastest growth is going to be in the state. So the focus has sort of shifted to seeing higher growth in the seacoast than, you know, around the Manchester area.
According to the report, the biggest job growth will be in construction at 37%. But there's also going to be major growth in computer and math fields, business and finance, and of course, healthcare. Dennis DeLay, however, doesn't think we're home free. He says one thing this study didn't take into account was declining migration and population patterns in New Hampshire.
I mean, if you don't have enough people in the labor force to fill the jobs that you're projected to have out there, then those jobs won't be filled.
Just ask Zach Gregg over at Vital Design.
Did we open a Boston office because we look to recruit from a wider range of talent? Yeah.
But Gregg says things are changing in that department. The University of New Hampshire and Great Bay Community College have been working with businesses in the community to match college courses to industry demands. And Gregg says since 50% of his business is in New Hampshire, and most of that is on the seacoast, he sees firsthand that businesses here are growing, and fast. Of course, almost 15% job growth in 10 years would put pressure on cities here for things like housing and transportation needs. Nancy Carmer is Economic Development Program Manager for the City of Portsmouth. As the city gets going on its next 10-year master plan, Carmer says they're taking these things into consideration.
We are an employment hub here in the seacoast, and a lot of the workforce commutes in.
Getting workers from bedroom communities in, say, Stratford County to their jobs in housing-saturated Portsmouth requires planning and investment.
The city of Portsmouth is working very hard at maximizing all the intermodal opportunities. We just did a bike ped master plan. We've implemented a shuttle program into our downtown.
The state anticipates strong growth for other parts of New Hampshire, too. The southern region, which includes Manchester, is growing almost as fast as Rockingham, and the Upper Valley is not too far behind. Job growth projections are lowest in the North Country, which is not a surprise. But what is surprising is that the arts, entertainment, and recreation industries are thriving. Only the Rockingham region, with its much larger population base, outpaces it. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.